The Senate plans to mark up the 2015 Defense Authorization Bill on Thursday, Defense Appropriations Bill on Thursday, rather. That will probably help make it the first appropriations bill to pass the Senate for fiscal 2015. Meanwhile, the House will try and pass its seventh appropriations bill. That's seven out of the 12 that are needed to fund the government, all of which need to be passed by September 30th in order to avoid another continuing resolution or a full government shutdown. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. He joins us every week to bring us up to speed on happening on the Hill. Hi there, David.
Hi there.
So let's pick up where we left off last week when you gave us the cheery prediction that it's a near certainty that we won't have a budget by the time the fiscal year runs out. Any progress of note on the appropriations front?
I take away the word near from that last sentence. I think it is a certainty that most of the a strong majority of those 12 bills that direct federal discretionary spending, a solid majority will not get done, which is to say only a couple at most will get done by October 1st. So the programs and agencies governed by at least nine and maybe all 12 still of the bills will be subject to a continuing resolution that will last at least until Congress comes back for the lame duck, and how many more days after that. They come back for the lame duck after the election on November 12th, the day after Veterans Day. They're around for a couple of weeks, then they go away for Thanksgiving, then they come back in December. So that's when the real action is going to happen.
With the House being the chamber that seems to be moving with at least a little bit more alacrity, is there any indication that at least the House will get through the 12 and provide some basis for negotiation with the Senate?
You know, I think not. I think that the House used to say, Hal Rogers, the Republican chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, spoke until relatively recently about getting all 12 bills done by this month. There are now only, this is the start of the only three more weeks to go before the August recess. So this week, the week of the 21st, the week of the 28th, and then Congress has gone for 5 weeks. He is no longer talking about trying to get all 12 of the bills done. There are two of them, the Interior and Environment Bill and the Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education Bill that have not even begun the process. There hasn't even been a subcommittee markup of those two bills. So it seems a certainty that those will not get done this summer.
So those are way behind. Okay, and another thing that's happened on the appropriations front over the past week is the administration submitted that supplemental request to deal with the unaccompanied minors crisis at the border. $3.7 billion, bigger than what was predicted, some of that going to DHS, some to DOJ, some to state, some to HHS. On the range of dead on arrival to definite passage, where does it look like that request is?
It seems to be slipping towards the slipping into oblivion. The word in the last couple of days has been that enough Republicans think that that bill is too costly, and what's in it doesn't represent enough of an emergency that they think it can wait and catch a ride with the regular bills. Whether that happens in September or November, don't know yet. But as you know, most of the money in that supplemental bill is to fund additional payments for temporarily housing these undocumented children who've come across the border, and for immigration courts and judges to handle these cases. And most Republicans, they're not eager to, in one sense, bail the president out by throwing this money at the problem quickly. And in another sense, they say that if we appropriated it as an emergency, it wouldn't get really spent until the start of the new fiscal year anyway. So why not just wait and make it a sweetener for this budget crunch that's going to happen in the fall?
All right. Well, switching from the general federal budget cliff coming up at the end of September, there's another very legitimate cliff coming up even sooner in August, when the Federal Highway Trust Fund is literally going to run out of money. What's the status there, and what are the issues we're watching?
Well, you're right that the Highway Trust Fund will have less money in it than is required to essentially cover the bills for the month as of August 1st. So it is a must do in the next 3 weeks. It still seems more or less up in the air as to how it'll play out. Up until last week, the House and the Senate were on pretty different paths. The Senate wanted to replenish the trust fund only through the end of the year in order to force a decision on a long-term future for a source for highway funding during that lame duck. And the House was talking about filling it until kicking the can, filling the trust fund until next spring. Politically, that made sense for the Republicans. They think they're going to be in charge. They know they're going to be in charge of the House next year with a virtual certainty. Politically, it made sense for the Democrats who run the Senate to get it done by the end of this year because they're not so sure that they're going to be in charge next year, so they might want to drive a solution before they have to give up their gavels. Still a little bit up in the air, although I think the trend that we're picking up is likely to just postpone this problem until next May.
How unusual is it for something like the Highway Trust Fund to come down to the wire? My impression is in past years, this has been an easy bipartisan vote, even in an election year. Is that not true?
That is true. Things like this have been easy. But they have now exhausted all other mechanisms for the easy solution. And the only real solution to keep the Highway Trust Fund going is to come up with some new funding mechanism, the easiest of which, or the most straightforward of which, is to raise the federal excise taxes on both gasoline and diesel fuel. These taxes have not been raised since the start of the Clinton administration, 21 years. What is now an 18.4 cent a gallon on your and my pump bill at the pump for our cars would be the equivalent of about 30 cents back when the tax was instituted. So in other words, 18.4 cents now was worth about 30 cents back when this tax was instituted. So it's long, in terms of an inflation adjustment, it's way past time to raise this tax. People are driving less, cars are more efficient, so the tax is bringing in less revenue anyway. But nobody wants to take the credit or the blame for being called a tax raiser in an election year. So even though it seems to be the most obvious, straightforward way to do this, no one is willing to claim credit for it between now and the election.
Yeah, and you wrote about this smartly in your column this morning, and that's a point I think a lot of people miss. The gas tax is not a percentage of what people spend on fuel. It is literally that 18.4 cents per gallon. So in essence, it diminishes in value every single year unless it's raised or indexed somehow.
That's right. And what all sides, I think, agree on is that they would just assume whatever solution they come up with, they would like to put an inflation adjuster, a so-called indexing language, into this so that it gets off the plate of things Congress has to worry about and fight over every couple of years.